number 23, and if you've been listening through tips 1 through 22, you know that I begin these tips in an upbeat attitude, upbeat voice, you know, try to get some volume and some enthusiasm into it. I'm not there when I'm at tip number 23, because I'm talking about responding to desperation. I'm talking about here in this tip, what to do when you don't know what else to do. And if you're at that point in your career transition, or you're at that point in life where you're saying, I just don't know what else to do, you don't want the job dog upbeat and optimistic and enthusiastic and loud and speaking at you. You want somebody who understands. And I'm not just modulating my delivery here. I'm telling you this is another part of who I am. Been there, done that. I've been up at 3 o'clock in the morning and not able to get back to bed. Sometimes I didn't even make it till 3 in the morning. I made it till 1, and then I'm up all night. And I remember talking with my wife about some business opportunities we had and how we were growing the business and what we felt called and compelled to do and how to make it work. And I remember saying to her, I just don't know what else to do. You can get into that middle of the desert where you're lost and you don't know where to go. And you just simply, I mean, I don't think literally I cried out, but, you know, my soul was saying, I need some help because what I've been doing isn't working. Well, if that's where you're at, I want you to remember that, as we talked about earlier in these tips, it's always action that produces results. This is the tip that we go to. This is our survival tip. If you will, this is the mirror that we're going to flash when we're lost in the desert. Or this is the fire starter that we can use when we're hiking and it's cold and we don't know where to go. But we do know that if we start a fire and we stay near it, we'll get through the night. Well, this is the tip that I want to give you that'll get you through the night, that'll help others to signal, you signal others to get you some help. And what I'm talking about are things that we not only think, but again, we know works. I'm not going to waste your time with what I think. I'm not going to take a journalistic approach to this and say, well, here's what 10 other people said on the internet. I'm not going to talk to you about what some other author thinks. I'm going to tell you what we know from what we've learned by working with real people in real situations and made a real difference. You know what? It's all here in the book. I'm going to walk you through it. These are not going to be some things that you want to do. These are going to be some things that maybe you realize now, I'm just desperate enough that I'll admit I need some help and I'm going to start doing some things differently. The beauty of this tip is that there's just page after page of options. By no means am I saying you have to do all of these things. I'm just saying in the middle of this grab bag of opportunities that we have here, there's some things that can and will make the difference for you. So if tonight's the night that you're feeling desperate, if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, you're at the right place at the right time. There's no coincidence in this. You're here for a reason. We're going to help you get to the next step, and that next step will lead you to the next step, and then we're going to get you to where you want to go. When we talk about things that we know work, we know that connecting with people and networking works. And we know that that can be broken down into looking at social media, Facebook, LinkedIn. We know that there are professional organizations that can make a difference. We know that there are recognized leaders in each field. There are educators that are connected. There's even past coworkers that maybe you haven't connected with. There's professional development seminars where you can learn new material and meet people that are in your field. There's temporary employment agencies or contract agencies. There's recruiters. I mean, look, I'm going through a list here, but each one of these things that I'm listing, if you go to thejobdog.com, if you're not on our website, but you're listening to this on an audio file elsewhere, again, go to three words, thejobdog.com. I guess that's five words, right? But go to thejobdog.com, go to tip 23, and work your way through this. What you're going to find is there's opportunities out there that you haven't considered. And if you could pick just a few of these and start working your way through them, we're going to get you through the night, we're going to get you through the next day, and we're going to get you to where you want to go. So if you will, I'm not going to try and read this because I think this is the kind of information that is better for you to ponder. But there's here's the answers that you've been looking for. Here's right to the meat of the situation. And again, don't look at this and become overwhelmed and say, I've got to do all this. Didn't say that, did I? I said, in the middle of this, there's a couple of things here that you're going to do that are going to connect you to the next opportunity that you've been looking for. So where do I want to leave you? You know what? I want to leave you maybe in a reflective mode. I want you to know that the opportunity is out there. You've just got to move from think to do, as we've talked about previously. And when you do, you're going to see that what we're promising here is actually true. And as we work more and more with people, we're going to collect more and more case studies and put them in here and talk about how people deploy. You want to help somebody else? You want to help yourself? Get started on this tip and tell us what you did and what made a difference. And we'll pass it along, because that's what we're here at the Dog Pound to do. We're here to help point you to career success by forming community of people that are going to help each other so that we all the tide rises and all the boats are a little higher together. I promise it, count on it, and then write me when it does work. I'd love to hear from you.